Merseyland Alternative Radio with Bert Williams.
That's a love affair there, Day Without Love, and I'm afraid still got things in a bit of not too tidy here. I got CDs all over the place here, and I haven't quite got things together yet from when I was sorting things last night, getting the station on the air, and just got everything's still a bit disorganized, so I'm just getting the program together now, so I'm going to have some interesting things to say, and some interesting music coming up in just a few minutes. So we're going to have another one now from the Love Affair, as I've not disconnected the leads from the other studio yet. So I'm just about to sort that out now. I think Rainbow Valley from 1968 by the Love Affair, so quite an interesting one. Yes, Rainbow Valley, so I'll just select that now.
I'm here.
the early part of 1968, there, The Love Affair and Rainbow Valley. Certainly going back a long time. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to start things off here, kick things off here on the show, here on MAR, with the original radio, the first, I should say, the first Radio Caroline theme, and Radio Caroline North. And South, well, it was South actually, well, both of them played this one when they launched in 1964. And this is the first Radio Caroline theme, and it's an instrumental sound by Jimmy McGriff. So while this is on, I'll give you a few details about what's happening here at MAR in the coming days. So I'll let it play in a little bit so you'll get the... you'll get to know what the tune's like, and then when it gets round the middle, because it's quite a long record, I'll give you some details on what's happening here at MAR. The title of the record, and that's the original, the first Radio Caroline theme from Easter 1964. So we're here at MAR, we're hoping to stay on until midnight. That's midnight on Boxing Day. That's I think that's Tuesday night, 12 o'clock. Yeah, so we got a little bit, a few days to go yet. That's the outlook here at MAR, it all goes smoothly. And unfortunately, after then, it looks, unless there's a change in circumstances regarding myself, after midnight on Boxing Day, we won't be on. In other words, like, we won't be on, we'll be on during the New Year festivities. That's at the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be here in the area. So for that reason, we won't be able to be on the air. And the other thing I should say is, it looks as though after the Christmas broadcast that we're doing now, it could be Easter before we're back on again, as we were on in October, and we've had a bit of a setback here with the station, because what actually happened, we were on one Saturday night, okay, we came up about, I think it's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, and what happened was early hours of the morning when I left the studio where the transmitter is at the moment. Somebody had been on the roof of the building, okay? They climbed onto the roof of the building without any ladders about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning while I'd left the studio, okay? And they'd been looking for an aerial or something like that anyway, so in view of that, I don't think things are looking too good. Unless we can get things set up a little bit better, move elsewhere, move around a bit. But the problem is, I've been doing all this sort of thing before and many years ago, and we had a good go in the 90s, and the problem seemed to be is setting up at different places. We seem to have problems, like we get a little bit of time, maybe a month or two, and then we have problems with the location. So we seem to get into the situation where we had like a catalogue of problems and things keep on going wrong all the time. So the problem is, it's a bit too time consuming at the present time. That's one thing, and the other difficulty is, even if you put all the extra time and effort in, you've got no guarantee that you're going to be successful with it. So I think it's a bit like a lot of musicians and things, a bit of luck of the draw here. You might be lucky, but you might not be lucky. Like a good example of this was when Radio Roy was involved with MAR in 1994, and we were set up in this tar block, and a fella wasn't too well in the place there, so waiting to launch the station, but he didn't seem to be getting any better, and in the end we ended up not launching it. So we did a lot of tests and testing for months on end, hoping he's going to get better, and he didn't. In the meantime, of course, Bishop, who was supposed to be helping out with the station, disappeared, just vanished. So when this other fella like wasn't well and he had to go into hospital, that was it, we were virtually off the air. So unless we can get things organised, and some we're lucky, it could be Easter before we're on again after these Christmas holidays here. Because as I said, things aren't looking too good, because that's one of the location we've been using. Somebody been on the roof in the early hours in the morning, climbed up without a ladder, straight onto the roof, three-story building, 2 a.m. in the morning, so I thought, what the hell's going on here? I only found out about it by chance, just lucky on that one too. So, things are looking a bit dodgy, I'm afraid, here at MAR, or here, as we might say. Jimmy McGriff, anyway, the original Radio Caroline theme. I've talked quite a bit over that one, so let's have Tom Jones now, because I noticed then with this one it was a bit too loud. There seemed to be something not quite right on the left-hand channel, so I'm going to give it another go now after doing some readjustments. Tom Jones from 1967. Here on MAR 105, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
I know that it's late and I really must leave you alone, but you you're good to hold, and I feel such a long way from home. Yes, I know that our love is still new, but I promise it's gonna be true. Please let me stay, don't you send me away, oh no, no. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me now, my heart is aching, and until the dawn is breaking, love me tonight. Something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight. Love me tonight. I've waited so long for the girl of my dreams to appear, and now I can hardly believe that you really are here. Feeling be wrong, darling, be kind, for I'm out of my mind over you. Oh, tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me or love me tonight. Baby, now the pain is stronger, I can't wait a moment longer. Love me tonight. Something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you tonight. Love me tonight.
Straight from Wales, that's Tom Jones, 1967, Love Me Tonight. That's talking about the outlook here at MAR in the coming days. And I was going to say, I've cut back on things. I decided to cut back on things a little bit. I was going to go on some of the frequencies as well to try and increase our range, because our transmitter range is a bit limited. And I was going to try and increase it as well a few days ago, and I'm afraid we run into a few difficulties because we like to remain covert here at MAR, so nobody knows where we are, hopefully. But it's looking as though somebody's been trying to find out where we are. As I was saying before, somebody's been on a building roof at 3 o'clock in the morning, the end of October, Saturday night, Sunday morning, crawling around on a roof. Trying to find out probably where we are. So I decided not to go on any other frequencies. Don't want to push me luck too much. Probably pushing it already, actually. Pushing me luck. Just being here. So let's have another one from Tom Jones. Another very similar sounding record, but nevertheless still a very good record. Again, from the same year, 1967.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live.
All right.
Yeah. My heart has love enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and there you are. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world can never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word.
Yeah, great intro there from Tom Jones, Help Yourself. Yeah, I was saying before about MAR and pirate stations and so on, and what I was going to say, I said this when I was setting up last night, nobody seems to want a pirate station on apart from the listeners and the general public, and everything's against you. What I was saying was the government don't want you on, they're against you. The commercial stations don't want you on, they're against you. The community stations, they don't want you on either, they're against you. So nobody wants you on apart from apart from listeners and the general public. As I said, when one listens to the commercial stations and all the adverts, it gets a bit like Discovery Channels. They got a bit like that now. It's like, what would it be, 30% adverts every time I flick over, like on Discovery Channel. You got like adverts on, you know, you're trying to see what's on, you're looking at the program listings, and you say, oh, there's a program. You think, oh, there's a program there, looks interesting, I'll flick over there, and it's just adverts on. And you get there, and they put all the adverts on all at the same time, you see, on Discovery. Discovery, that's Sky TV. Put all the adverts on at the same time, so you can't get rid of the damn things. So, if you're watching a program, the adverts come on. You flick over to the other channel, you got adverts on there as well. So it's like all adverts all round down your ear. It's like as though you're just like, what's the word? A dummy or a stooge just there to watch adverts. Yeah, so that's that anyway. Let's have one from the Carpenters now, a bit of a Christmassy sound from the Carpenters. Straight from heaven, this, I think, with Karen Carpenter and lead vocal.
Our day will come and we'll have everything.
Yes, she's got the absolute perfection in her voice that you'd only find in heaven, I think.
No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. If we we just wait a while. No cheers for us. Think love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love this way.
Always be digging those totally terrific top 10 tunes as the hits just keep on coming.
One fine day you'll look at me and you will know our love was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. Oh yeah, the arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl.
That's a couple of tracks there from the Carpenters, the album, title of the album? Yes, the album's Now and Then, that's the title of the album from the Carpenters, the early 70s. So I'm going to focus now on a couple of very popular groups from the 1960s, Peter and Gordon, and Jerry and the Pacemakers. I'll focus on them for a little bit here on MAR, just for a little while, here on 105. That's Maryland Alternative Radio, 105. So here we go.
You can give me some.
Peter and Gordon, Nobody I Know.
Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree, and then when you've heard him, see if you agree. Nobody I know could love you more than me. Everywhere I go, the sun comes shining through. Everyone I know is sure it shines for you. Even in my dreams I look into your eyes. Suddenly it seems I've found a paradise. Everywhere I go the sun comes shining through. It means so much to be a part of a heart of a wonderful one. When other lovers are gone, we'll live on. Thank you.
sun comes shining through. Nobody I know could love me more than you. You can give me so much love, it seems untrue. Listen to the bird who sings it to the tree, and then when you've heard him, see if you agree. Nobody I know could love you more than me. Nobody I know could love you more than me.
Walk hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while. Lift your head up high and look towards the sky. Walk hand in hand with me. This is our destiny. No greater love could be. Your hand over me.
And the Pacemakers there, and that was his follow-up to You'll Never Walk Alone in 1964. That one came out in 1965. Jelly and the Pacemakers, Walk Hand in Hand. Quite a record there. Another quite remarkable record now from Peter and Gordon. Let It Be Me. That's the title of the record. Here on MAR.
Bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me.
Take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. I found complete love.
love, what would life be?
So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only.
Peter Ann Gordon, Let It Be Me, 1966, that one was from, produced by Jeff Love. He was the producer there with Peter Ann Gordon. I was saying earlier on about talking a little bit about things at MAR and the station here and what we've been doing, and I'm a bit disappointed, I have to say, at the moment, as our signal isn't too good. It's not bad, like, but it's not particularly good. And the reason I'm saying a bit disappointed is a few days ago, well, earlier this week, I made some attempts to increase the power, the signal strength. I was hoping to have us about 4 or 5 times the signal strength that we are at the moment. But the thing is, the problem was, it's a bit of a difficult one, really. The aerial, the way the aerial situated, is not situated like a normal aerial. It's under very unusual conditions. And what happened was, when I put the power into it, because of the mismatch on it, I wasn't able to balance out the mismatch. Talking a bit technical now, so I hope nobody gets too bored if they don't understand too much of this. The feeder started heating up, so without... it wouldn't have been enough time, really, to do it for Christmas, unfortunately, once that problem started, and without compromising the covert way we've got things set up here. Didn't really want to compromise that, so unfortunately we've not been able to increase the power. So that's the situation there. The other thing I was going to say about the station, I was talking about the station generally, and we've had a few problems recently, and we probably won't be on again till Easter, if we're lucky. The thing is, basically, in the 90s, I made lots of attempts to get a station going regular that would be on over a long period of time. I mean, like, whole weekend, 4 days, 2 days, 4 days a week during the 90s. A number of attempts were made at this, but most of them failed because of this simple operational problems, like getting people in the right locations. And Bishop, people like Stephen Bishop disappear, like, just when you're getting organized. So that was a slight problem there. And the position now is, I've got some possible contacts in Tower Blocks to set up, but I haven't bothered. So it's one of these things, really, I don't want to bother unless I have to, and I hope I don't have to. I hope we can just carry on as we are, and have no no substantial problems, just that's what I'm hoping, but probably hoping for too much, really. It'd be too good to be true, as you might say. Yeah, so the situation then is that we start trying to set up in tower blocks and all that. It goes back like to the days of Radio Mersey Waves in the 1980s. I mean, the amount of time we spent running around different places and locations and setting it up, just unbelievable. And yeah, but it was a good station though while it was going. Mersey Waves was in the 80s, but you wouldn't believe the amount of time and effort that goes into it. And yeah, so anyway, I think we'll get back to the music now. Just have another one by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay. Love could hurt.
Wonder there. Yes, Stevie Wonder, 1969. And that was the B-side of his hit My Sharia Moore, released in 1969. This is MAR, Maryland Alternative Radio, here on 105, the continuous sound of free radio. And I've got about, I think it's about 15 minutes, 14 and a half minutes maybe to go. Hopefully I'll be back later sometime today, this afternoon. So we're going to have a classic now from Lulu, from Glasgow. That's where she came from, Lulu. So here we go.
But when he touches me, the way he touches me, nothing else matters. Oh, he's using me. But when he touches me, when he touches me, the way he touches me, nothing else matters, oh no.
Yes, Lulu there. Rather interesting record from her.
Oh yeah, let me tell you.
Well, I didn't intend that to press the wrong machine here, because I said we've not been on the air for a while. That's the situation. I'm going to give Steve West a mention now. I think he deserves one for all he's put a lot of effort in. Rather like me, I'm rather like myself, and yeah, he's done very well. I don't think he'd be listening at the moment, though. He'd probably be asleep, but nevertheless, I thought I'd give him a mention. I think I was talking about the pirate radio before. And I think Steve West, I think he'd like to see me do more, because I'm showing signs of dragging my feet, as you might say, with it. In other words, I spent a lot of time many years ago, I said in the 90s, after Mersey Waves, trying to get a good station going, and a lot of people let me down, like Steve Bishop. Thanks there for letting me down, if you're listening. Yes, and various people, so there was that. Plus the situation's very difficult as well, so I'm showing signs of dragging my feet these days with this. I think Steve West would like to see me really do something about it and not just drag my feet so much, but the problem is it's time as well, other commitments, got involved in other things, so the priority isn't quite what it used to be. And but the thing is, when you can get a good result, I'd do more, but when after the 90s and all the problems and the disappointments and different people sort of letting me down, I thought, well, you know, it's just so much time going into it and not very good results, so basically that's the situation there. So I must have started to sort of develop a bit of a negative kind of outlook, and that's the problem. I think Andy Davis, yes, he follows me in about 10 minutes. He's going to be on here on MAR. I think he has a good idea, because he was involved in the original MAR back in 1980, along with myself. So he has a pretty good idea of all the problems. The problem is, it tends to become like once you really get involved with it, it tends to become like an obsession, where it takes over everything. You get nothing else done. Or very little else done anyway. And I think it might, no, I shouldn't say this over the air, it doesn't sound too good, but I think it might have contributed to Rick Dane's suicide. Because when he did stations like Atlantis and Radio Jackie North, I mean, it just took over his life completely, and got into sort of reclusive kind of lifestyle, where it's nothing else, just radio all the time. Fortunately for myself, I managed to keep the situation under control by getting a lot of other people involved in the past. But Rick Dane, unfortunately, what he tried to do is try and keep it, he tried to keep it very close to his chest, as you might say, in the interest of station security and everything else, and not involve too many people. But the downside of that is you end up having to do all the work and all the chores to keep the station on the air, keep it going, and you haven't got all that many other people to help you out, so that makes it a big job, just keeping a simple station, like a weekend or whatever it is, going, because you've got all these problems and difficulties with it. So, yeah, it's a little bit of talk there about the pirate radio in the past, because there's been a few people sending requests through the internet wanting me to talk a little bit about the past. So there you go. Let's have another one now from Peter and Gordon again. Yes, Peter and Gordon, another classic from them.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's
so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die. Every time my baby passes by, go to pieces and I cry.
Peter and Gordon there, I Go to Pieces, sounds like I'm going to pieces here, I got the wrong record on by Dusty, it should be this one which is coming up now. So, with this one from Dusty Springfield, I'm going to take my leave of you now and hand you over to Andy Davis shortly. Hopefully I'll be back later today, sometime this afternoon or early evening. So until then, I hope you've enjoyed some of the records I've been playing here on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
I can play the game of life to win.